Welcome back. A new congressional report casting a spotlight on an old problem in the years leading up to the housing bust. Countrywide made sweetheart mortgage deals to current and former lawmakers and their staffs. These loans often came with lower rates than anyone else could get, waived fees, and faster service. All of the lawmakers named in the report deny any wrongdoing, but the implied reason Countrywide did this was to influence elected officials to vote against legislation that Countrywide didn't like. My next guest says that sounds a lot like bribery, and it's hard to believe the lawmakers did not know that this was a quid pro quo. Joining us now to talk about it is Catherine Mandrew Ward of Reason Magazine. Good to have you on the program, Catherine. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So people have been talking about wrongdoing by Countrywide, but why isn't there more outrage about the lawmakers who got the loans?
You know, one element of this that I find particularly outrageous is how cheap congressmen turn out to be, right? I mean, this is not a lot of money. Countrywide is offering them slightly speeded up loan process, maybe consideration worth a couple $100,000. And these are men who are holding the purse strings for 10 or hundreds of billions of dollars of taxpayer money, you know, consideration in the mortgage market. You know, the fact that this is all it takes to tip these guys, and of course, you know, shockingly, the investigation found that congressmen didn't technically take bribes here. It was not officially a bribe.
Well,
but it's, I think, ridiculous
there,
to say
though,
that it wasn't.
If it's not official, I mean, is it outright bribery in exchange for votes?
So, I mean, the deal, right, is that it has to be explicit. Somebody has to say, if you do X, I'll do Y. Nobody ever said, hey, if we speed up your loan process, are you going to, you know, vote the right way when this bill comes up? That was the clear understanding. I think anybody who says otherwise is being ridiculous. One sign that that's true is Pete Sessions, who represents Dallas, explicitly asked that he not receive the special congressional rate. For that to happen, it means that this was widely known, this was a general practice, and the fact that everybody else seemed to have been okay with it is ridiculous.
Well, what happened with the laws? I mean, did the preferential treatment influence these lawmakers in terms of their legislative decisions, particularly issues related to housing, related to Countrywide? Do you have any evidence on that?
You know, I am grateful every single day that I don't live inside the mind of former Senator Chris Dodd, because I suspect it's really scary in there. But I think it's safe to say that there had to have been some influence here. I think it was oblique. It was clearly legal. These are smart guys. They covered their tracks. But, you know, you don't get a good rate on your mortgage from a company that stands to benefit hugely and then not have that influence your decision-making.
Yeah, but
it's speculative, but these guys are human, and so
Chris
is everyone
Dodd
involved.
Has said, and he's been, you know, asked about this, he has said that the rates and the terms that he received are widely advertised. They were available to other borrowers. You don't buy that?
Hooey. That is what I say. It's completely untrue. It's just, I mean, you know, there was a chain of a cascade of recommendations. Not only congressmen, but their staffers were getting these special loan rates. There are emails showing that, you know, they were the special rates were cleared through top executives. There was clearly special deals going on.
And so if you have that kind of evidence, how come we're not hearing more about it? How come we're not actually getting charges and investigation going on? These guys are just getting by.
You know, I think people prefer the narrative that greedy big business caused the crash.
Right.
And certainly that is part of it. But I think it's equally true that greedy little congressmen helped cause the crash. And, you know, if you leave Congress to investigate itself, of course what they're going to find is, nope. Nothing to see here. Everybody move along.
Well, it's the same story as, you know, when we learned that they were immune from insider trading laws, that they could actually know what's going on in terms of big federal money going to various companies and they could invest in those companies. It's just outrageous.
It's good to be the guys that write the laws.
Yeah, good to be the guys that write the laws. The only issue is Americans have no recourse. I mean, when you talk about these kinds of emails that you're talking about, waived fees, there's nothing anybody can do to say, hey, look, an investigation is warranted here.
Well, the recourse is at the ballot box, right? I mean, Senator Chris Dodd did not run again, partially because
right.
he was afraid of what his constituents would think. You know, I hope that some other congressmen and senators will feel similarly abashed / afraid, or that their constituents will vote them out when the time comes.
Yeah,
but I think that's about all we got.
That is absolutely what we have, and that's a pretty good system anyway. Good to talk with you, Catherine. Thanks so much.